from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. In any other July on this podcast, I would have already talked about the addition of Amir Jenkins to the WVU roster. He committed on July 1. This is the first time I've said his name on this podcast. I want to apologize to Amir Jenkins for not giving. It's great that WVU has an additional point guard. They got a 4-star to reclassify from the 26th class to this season. That's great. It's all good stuff. And any other July, I'd have been on him. Not on it in the sense that he's a high school guy. There are more YouTube highlights of him. We're going to get to Amir Jenkins on this podcast in August. But this July, it's West Virginia's July, because they're as far as they've ever been in the basketball tournament. And they're in the Final Four of TBT. John Flowers has now been to 2 Final Fours. I wonder which one means the most to him. I mean, one is happening in Charleston, West Virginia, so you can't discount that. The other was like one of 2 times that WVU's ever been to the NCAA Final Four. You'd have to ask him. But they're there. West Virginia won tonight, 74-61, over the Maryland alumni team Shell Shock. And they are in TBT Final Four. Now, I want to say they're in the TBT Final Four, but TBT is an acronym for the basketball tournament. So if I say the TBT Final Four, I'm saying the basketball tournament Final Four. And I don't like that, because why would I say that? Why would I say the basketball tournament? I wouldn't. I don't want to get sidetracked. West Virginia is 2 wins away from winning $1 million. And it's all happening in Charleston so far. They were there tonight. They were there last Tuesday. I didn't get to see West Virginia defeat Elite Nation, but I saw the box score, and it was a high-scoring first half. West Virginia was behind. They finished strong in the fourth, built a solid lead going into the Elam ending, and then they put Elite Nation away. Shout out to them. Thank you for your time and TBT. Tonight, West Virginia never trailed. It was 0-0. Then West Virginia had a lead the whole game. Was it stress Virginia? Of course it was. Shellshock cut the lead to 2 in the fourth quarter, but West Virginia was able to push the lead back out to 11 before the Elam ending. And then Shellshock had a few turnovers in the Elam ending. West Virginia wins by 13. And they played 4 games. They've won 4 games. There have been some constants in these 4 games. 2 major ones. The first constant is James Reese. Did I know anything about James Reese V before, like a week before the first round of TBT? No. No clue. He went to North Texas. Okay. Ross Hodge was an assistant coach and then head coach at North Texas. There's obviously a connection there, right? But before that, I don't know any North Texas basketball players besides Jasper Floyd and Brennan Lauriat, who played for Ross Hodge at North Texas last year. But Reese has been the constant. He is the guy that I thought Marcus Keene would be for West Virginia last summer. With love and respect to Keene, he's still in TBT, not playing for West Virginia. He's playing for the Wichita State team, and they're still in the basketball tournament. But James Reese, 20 points or more in all 4 games, 24 points in each of the last 2 games when Shell Shock cut it to two. The next trip down, who made the three to kind of give some breathing room? It was James Reese. Who does most of the offense run for when he's in the game? Is James Reese. He's a great shooter that does open up the floor for him to get to the rim. He's a good finisher. He's really good at defense. He's been the revelation. And he's not a West Virginia alum, but he's a Ross Hodge alum. And so with Ross Hodge being the WVU coach, let's count it. James Reese, constant. The other constant has been West Virginia's defense. In all four games, West Virginia has caused at least 13 turnovers. They've won the turnover battle in every game except the opening round against those West Liberty guys. You would think in a winner-take-all tournament that is the incentive to try as hard as you can. But these guys are professionals. This is their summer that they're devoting to this. Across the board, I have not seen max effort from every player that participates in TBT. This team is dialed in defensively. In the effort part, which is one of the major parts of defense, right, is how much you hustle, how much you care about it. And this team cares about defense. I mean, Trey Mitchell, who I never thought of as a I care about defense guy in his one season at West Virginia, there was a play tonight where in the full court press, he's running, gets a deflection, dives out of bounds to try to save the ball. Crowd appreciated that. I don't remember seeing a ton of that from Trey Mitchell in his time at Morgantown. On the West Virginia roster, he's hitting the deck. And it's impressive. And it's across the board. And they're picking up full court. They're trapping at the half court. They're rotating well. It just involves a lot of hustling. And yes, they're giving up some easy baskets, but they are creating some turnovers, which leaves the easy baskets on their side of the floor. And, you know, Kedrian Johnson, that's right up his alley. And he, tonight was not his best game, but he's had three good games going up to tonight. And I don't think he was bad tonight. It's just scoring-wise, he didn't have to do that for this team tonight. But it's been impressive. So the defense, James Reese, and the constant has been Charleston. The same roughly 3,000 people are showing up. It's probably different faces, but almost the lower bowl is filled with some, not the baselines, but the seating available on the sides, mostly filled, especially tonight. The crowd got loud when they needed to. They appreciated effort. They sang Sweet Caroline in the way that WVU fans do. Lots of Let's Go Mountaineer chants. The Mountaineer was in the house tonight. He shot the musket. It scared the crap out of me. So that's been a constant too, is that they've got to stay in West Virginia. That is a home court advantage. Even though it's not a ton of people, the people that are there are into it. And the biggest thing tonight is the West Virginia has won the game. They're advancing. And actually something that the NCAA tournament took from TBT. TBT has their bracket, a physical bracket, behind the baseline. And when you win, you get to put your placard and slap it onto the physical bracket, signifying that you're moving on. That TBT invented that. NCAA adopted that. Great adoption. That's great. But typically a player is going to do that. Ross Hodge was in Charleston tonight. A lot and possibly all of the current Mountaineer roster was with Hodge on the field trip down to Charleston, so they were on the floor supporting the team. A little bit of chirping at some of the Maryland guys. But the honor of putting the placard of Best Virginia onto the bracket was given to Ross Hodge. Kedrian Johnson is waving Ross Hodge, hey, this is yours. Put it on there for us. And Ross Hodge did that. And again, James Reese played for Hodge, spoke glowingly after the game about Hodge. I don't know what that means for Hodge at WVU. And last year was different. Best Virginia went to Pittsburgh. But think of a scenario. Is there a scenario? Let's say it was in Charleston last year and Best Virginia was making a run. Can you picture that squad having having the previous WVU head coach put the placard on the wall? I cannot imagine that scenario, with love and respect to everyone involved. Again, that doesn't mean anything about wins or losses for the basketball team. I just think it's different. Right, gang? And it's different vibes. I like that change in vibes. So this roster, think about it. This Best Virginia version of 2025 has connections to four former WVU head coaches in some way. Coach Jared West played for Gil Catlett in the 90s. Multiple players on this roster played for Bob Huggins. Toby O'Connie, who had a big second half tonight, two of the four games, he's had a big role. Ed Andre 3000, they played for the last coach. And James Reese, again, he played for Coach Hodge. So four WVU, you know, one could argue that this roster is the least connected to WVU basketball. When you put it like that, it's the most connected to WVU basketball. You've still got a guy who's not playing, but is the GM, the link to the 2010 Final Four. Jared West, the link to the Sweet 16 run in 1998, 97. Toby and Ed Andre 3000, the connection to recent history. It didn't go great, but one could argue it's the most connected to WVU basketball history. And again, the TBT rules are allowing Best Virginia to play games in Charleston. They've got at least one more game in Charleston. And there is possibly a scenario where Best Virginia hosts the TBT final in Charleston, West Virginia. I mean, if Best Virginia somehow wins Thursday, and that's going to be a tall order, Best Virginia will be playing Eberlin Drive. I know I'm butchering it. Those guys looked really good tonight. They dominated sideline cancer. Eberlin Drive. They have been in the basketball tournament since it originated. So they're an OG team. I'm sure they've had various guys come and go through the roster. They have no issue winning on a host court. They beat the Kentucky Wildcat alumni team in Lexington in a comeback win. So they'll try to do the same against Best Virginia in Charleston, West Virginia. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. But let's say Best Virginia beats Eberlin Drive. Then we got to see what happens in that second game Thursday night. It'll be played in Wichita, and it'll be between Aftershocks and a team called We Are D3, which is made up of D3 basketball players. That's a pretty cool story. They've been in the basketball tournament for a few years now. This has to be the farthest they've made it in this tournament. So they're a Cinderella. If Aftershocks win, based on TBT's home court advantage rules, they will host the basketball tournament final Sunday in Wichita, Kansas. And it doesn't really matter if West Virginia wins or loses. If Wichita State's alumni team wins Thursday, they're hosting the final. However, if West Virginia beats Abilene Drive and We Are D3 pulls the upset in Wichita over Marcus Keene and the Aftershocks, then West Virginia plays the basketball tournament final at the Charleston Civic Center against We Are D3. I don't want to put the percentage chance of that happening, but it is possible. And to go from not hosting in the state last year and flaming out after two games, and the year before in Wheeling flaming out after two games, to do this in Charleston, West Virginia, at the Charleston Civic Center, and to be able to host all the way through, then you've got a scenario that I have in my head, but I'm not going to say out loud. Because I don't even know at this point if it'd be a jinx, it'd be a reverse jinx. I just picture the scenario of West Virginia, a WVU alumni team, in a final game where they would be the favorite, and the winner wins $1 million. That's still on the table. And it's also still on the table where West Virginia goes to Wichita, Kansas. Eric Stevenson played for Wichita State. Maybe he'd have the scout. They could go to Wichita as the underdog and win a $1 million in Wichita. That's on the table. And then there's other scenarios that I don't want to talk about that's on the table as well. Anyways, they're still in it. Four games in, you got to win six. They're two-thirds of the way there by my math. And if they win Thursday, they're five-sixths of the way there. Now, if you get five-sixths of the way there and then you know, like the Price is Right hiker and you fall off the cliff, you get squadoosh. You get nada. This is winner take all. But West Virginia has gotten nada every other time. Why not do something different? Why not? I mean, we'll talk about it. Let's see what happens. I still think there's a strong chance this is West Virginia's last the basketball tournament appearance. Listen to the last episode to hear my thoughts on that. But if they win the whole thing, they're doing it at least one more year. You got to defend the title. You got to. And if they come back next year, then, I mean, they would be defending their championship, and I would think it would start in Charleston, West Virginia. The center of the TBT universe. That's right. Charleston, West Virginia. At the Charleston Civic Center. They don't call it that anymore. They don't get to tell me what to call it. I call it the Charleston Civic Center. It's where Jason Williams and Randy Moss and the guy Neighbors DuPont played Beckley in 1994 in the same building that I'm watching West Virginia get to the basketball tournament Final Four. There's probably a quarter of the amount of people that were at this game tonight, the game in 1994. Why am I talking about this? It doesn't matter. It's in the same building. And in 1994, it was magical watching that game. There, Some people are saying that there's magic in the Charleston Civic Center. and ask Amir Jenkins. I haven't got to talk to about that guy because Best Virginia's still going. I think Amir Jenkins would understand if they can complete this magical run. And if they don't, that's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2025-2026 season. They have 0 wins and they have 0 losses.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.